You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Was the worst opening season loss by a team one game from the Super Bowl the previous season ever. So on a scale of relax to double nut shot where Aaron Rodgers is right now, and the name linked to USC football today, Eric Bieniemy. If the Trojans want him, can they make him an offer he can't refuse? Let's go.
I'm so glad you could say double nut shot.
Give him some ice.
Let's not overstay it, probably.
Yeah,
right?
I really appreciate it.
I'll try.
You can't say a team is surging if they've been the best team in baseball all season. So will Bill Plaschke praise the San Francisco Giants? That's how we start the show today. They clinched their playoff spot two nights ago. Another win last night. That's 9 straight. And the thing is, they kind of needed all of them because the Dodgers, after dropping 2 of 3 to San Fran 2 weeks ago, have turned it back on. And last night, L.A. clinching their place in the postseason. So the NL West right now is Giants up 2.5 with 17 games to go. How much does the crown for the division mean? And could the team that gets the wild card go into the postseason in a precarious position? I'm looking for an expert on the NL West and all things California. Let's go to Woody Page. Get back there. Get away from here, Plaschke.
Sure.
Woody Page, what does the division mean?
I have great observations because I'm sitting 28 games behind both these teams with the Colorado Rockies. So I think it's more important to the Dodgers. This was a team that was predicted before the season by Bill Plaschke and thousands of others that they would set the all-time win record. Guess what? The Giants are about to tie their all-time winning record with 106 games, and they probably will surpass that. I think it's more important to the Dodgers because they could be totally humiliated as the defending NL champs, and the Giants have been a miracle team all year long. I do think that the Giants will be well off either way because everybody talks about the Dodgers pitching staff. Well, the Giants have 4 guys in their rotation that have double-digit wins this year. They got 3 guys in a season when nobody's hitting over 220. 3 guys are hitting 300, and that team has been just a sparkle in the eye of baseball.
Sparkle in the eye. When you say it like that, you get the extra points. Counting wins for pitchers and batting average for hitters, you know, Pablo, we'll bring you in here on how you see the NL West right now. Settle down, Plaschke.
Bill, I'm going to say something that maybe, though, you can stitch onto a banner and fly over Dodger Stadium, because I do believe the Dodgers are the best team in baseball no matter what happens. I just think their roster is insane, Tony. They have 3 Cy Young candidates, Walker Buehler, of course, Julio Urias, of course, Max Scherzer, of course, and then Trey Turner and Max Muncy as MVP candidates, at least on the list. And so what they have here is a game, a single wild card game for all of it. And the reason they should be terrified is because anyone can lose a single baseball game. It's the same reason why the Dodgers are the only team above plus 200 in run differential, but are still trailing the Giants in terms of wins and losses, those pesky stats that don't capture everything about a game that takes place over 162 of them. So to me, be very worried, but just know that you're probably the best. It's just maybe not going to end that way.
L. Duncan, we'll go to you now for expertise on the NL West, because I believe... Yes, please, come on.
Poor Plaschke is stewing. I mean, he is absolutely stewing right now. Yeah, come on, you guys. Pablo, you're talking about anyone can win a one... Okay, yeah, anyone that, again, doesn't have the potential to trot out 1 of 3 Cy Young candidates. Like, y'all stop it. This team is all about trends. Baseball is all about trends. You're going to make me hit you with one of those sports cliches, but we all know you win championships with great pitching. Who's got better pitching than the Dodgers? In the last 5 games, their pitchers have given up 3 earned runs and over 30 one innings. They're trending in the right direction. Their offense has been an issue. They're getting A.J. Pollock back. He's been their offensive stalwart. I don't think that they need to be or win this division in order to do it, because one of your concerns, right, when you're talking about that wild card game is having to reset your rotation. But again, when you've got that five-man rotation at your disposal, it really doesn't matter.
This is great that you believe the Dodgers are trending well, because in the last 2 weeks, they played the Giants, and the Giants beat them. The Giants happen to be trending well as well. Let's now turn to Bill Plaschke. Bill, please.
Oh, now.
Yes.
Now you want to hear from me. Now you want to hear from me. First of all, can I say how dumb it is that either of these two teams has to do a wild card game? That's baseball needs to change its rules and seed the teams 1 through 5, 1 through 6. This is just simply by geography is the reason one of these two teams have to do a lot. These are the two best teams in baseball. They should both go right to the first round of the five-game series. That's wrong. That said, L's right. Woody and Pablo are wrong. The Dodgers don't really fear a play-in game because they have Max Scherzer. They have the shutdown ace in a play-in game. That's what you need. The Giants fear it tremendously because they don't have that shutdown ace. They have a lot of nice pitchers. They have a lot of nice parts. Dodgers are a much better team, okay? And the Giants are great, and I love what they've done, and kudos to them. But the Dodgers have the great pitching. And Corey Seager and Mookie Betts are both back. Kenley Jansen is unhittable in the bullpen. The Dodgers don't fear that game. The Giants should.
Woody, back in.
Yes, talking about trending, Al, the Giants have won 9 in a row, and you're telling me that they're not trending more than the Dodgers? The Dodgers should be very afraid.
It's not about wins-losses, Woody. They're trending in the right direction and that they're finally getting healthy at the right time. Their pitching is good. And you can ask a Braves fan like
MVP.
Me how quickly they
MVP.
Can turn those bats
around. All right, hold on.
Go ahead, Bobby.
Can we just point out that Bill Plaschke is decrying geography, which is also the premise for every single one of his takes? Like, come on, you can't do this.
Yeah, Bill, I agree with you. But where was this argument last year or the year before that or the year before that? It's only now when the Dodgers aren't winning the division, but they're in the wild card position. You're saying,
I got to say, Woody's got no credibility to talk about baseball. I haven't watched the Rockies all year. Woody, you have no baseball credibility. You haven't seen good baseball, Woody. You don't know what it is.
We're going to move on. We've been horned. A learning lesson is how Aaron Rodgers described the week one loss to the Saints. Final was 38-3. He said the team lacked energy. It was week one of the season. He also hinted to Pat McAfee that a double nut shot caused his first interception. Quote, double nut shot, end quote.
The double nut shot.
See, I told you so. Pablo, I go to you for this Aaron Rodgers question.
Look. I know you come to the son of LeBron James, a Filipino urologist, for opinions on urological trauma in this way. I will point out that in that video, right, as much as there may have been the double nut shot, what that really was a collapsing pocket, Tony. The reason to be concerned is not simply that they lost this game 34-3, which is worse than any of the losses that they took in that 1-2 run to get to the original relaxed speech, right? 38-3, excuse me. It's also the fact that Aaron Rodgers' offensive line is a mess right now. So even on top of whether he's as good as he used to be, the fact that they don't have a line to protect him, he bailed his line out by not citing that instead of the urology of it all.
L. Duncan, how do you hear Aaron Rodgers?
Listen, I think he shouldn't be as flippant to just be like a big relax moment, right? Because at the end of the day, you're admitting you couldn't find enough energy for game one under the circumstances, facing a New Orleans team that had 10 new starters, was replacing Drew Brees, was displaced because of a hurricane, basically giving you another home game. If you couldn't get up for that, that's a problem. But he's right. Tony, there's a reason that you guys always say relax when we come to Aaron Rodgers, and we know exactly what that means, because the Packers always put out a big fat dud. They did it last year in week 4 against the Bucks. They won 13 games that year. They did it the year before in week 12 against the Niners. They went on to win 13 games that year. You're only doing this because it was week 1, and you're only doing this because of all the animus that happened this summer. If that doesn't happen, then nobody is calling Aaron Rodgers.
Okay. But that did happen, L. That exactly happened. Bill Plaschke, I'll bring you in.
Yeah, that's the thing. Back when he said relax, we all believed him because he was relaxed. We don't believe he's relaxed now. We believe he's upset. We believe he's maybe a lame duck. We believe he's distracted. He's the MVP last year. He had the worst QBR of any quarterback in week one. Only two teams in history have lost by this much in week one and come back and made the playoffs. And this is a whole different world, a whole different Aaron Rodgers, whole different Packers scenario. I think they should be worried. I think this first game meant something. It meant more than it. Again, I'm not relaxed. And the Packers shouldn't
I think you should be worried, Bill, because L went to the hair. But first, we're going to go to Woody Page before we get back to Duncan.
Yeah, I'm surprised Bill got through his entire answer without mentioning the geography of Wisconsin. I think that it's important to realize,
Bill,
that we're talking about Aaron Rodgers and how he was testy yesterday, if you get my drift, but that's not the body part that we should be worried about. It's his heart. I don't think his heart's in the game. I think we saw that all. He wanted to be the host of Jeopardy. He wanted to hang out with his girlfriend, fiance. He didn't want to do anything having to do with football all year long. He was in Hawaii playing the ukulele. And here's a guy that first game looked like he belonged back on the beach in Hawaii and doesn't belong in a Denver Broncos uniform next year when he's able to get out of Green Bay. I'll tell you that. But it's not about other body parts. It's about his heart. That didn't look like a man who was the defending MVP.
Al, we'll give you the last
word. Like a man who wants out of football.
If you think that a future first ballot Hall of Famer coming off of a reigning MVP season is going to go out there in bad faith and throw out dispirited efforts simply in the name of I don't like it here, come on, you guys. Stop it. JerMichael Finley, go
He's
sit
a
down.
Human being.
Can we just say that we don't actually know what this Packers team is week one and that be okay?
That's fine. That's fine. We can also say that if he threw every ball into the grass last week, he would have had a higher QBR than what he had in the
Thank
game.
You.
Both things could be true. Speaking of somebody who has invoked body parts before, Mike Vrabel. Yes. he was talking about his team's done in week one, the big loss to the Cardinals. And he was also talking about this play here with Julio Jones, where Jones picked up a personal foul in the first quarter. And here's what he said about that.
That's absolutely nothing that we coach or teach. So that would fall into the category of doing dumb that hurts the team, right there in bold letters.
Well, Vrabel drilling down on that, something or nothing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would be really upset, too, if Julio Jones made a mistake and my team only had 3.5 quarters to overcome it. Are you joking? This happened on the third series of the game. Go sit down. That sounds like someone trying to prove a point or posture with someone he doesn't actually have a real relationship with. I got to tell you that when your starting right tackle is actually on Twitter thanking Chandler Jones for exposing him, you have much bigger issues than Julio Jones pushing someone around on what would have, set up a 3rd-and-1? Like, stop me. They act like that happened on a touchdown play to end the game. Go sit down, Mike Vrabel. You've got real concerns, and Julio Jones is the least of them.
Of course, you're talking about Taylor Lewan, who led up the 5 sacks along with the rest of the Titans line to Chandler Jones. Bill Plaschke, how do you hear Vrabel?
I heard it just the way Elle heard it, just terrible. They only had one possession in which they made more than 2 first downs, and it's Julio Jones' fault in the first quarter with the team down 10 points. Vrabel's clearly trying to be Belichick here, trying to point out that his stars have to come under the same scrutiny as anybody else. That's the wrong time and the wrong place to do it. He's overcompensating.
Yeah. Julio Jones has been on your team for about 80 minutes, and you're already picking on him, and he wanted out of the last city he played in. How soon is it going to be where he says, I don't want to play here either. I want to go somewhere else. That makes no sense at all. Maybe he was trying to fit in. Maybe he was trying to show the Titans that I can be tough. I can be a guy that defends the rest of you. It made no sense whatsoever that Vrabel was going after him. He should be going after his offensive line and his defensive line. They are not playoff qualified this year.
I mean, he did take and talk about the other stars on the team as well and hold them accountable, but Pablo Torre, specifically on that one soundbite we heard.
I just love L. Duncan's animus here, because leave it to a Falcons fan to be the person who really knows how to truly waste Julio Jones. What I'm going to say about Julio Jones on this team, though, is that he's only one of many problems, right? Of course, Ryan Tannehill, Derrick Henry, the offense was bad, and the offense is going to be the key to this season. So what do? I think you yell at the one guy who clearly did something that he could have corrected, even though the problems are going to be more in-depth.
So you're here for it. All right. Yeah. Taking a break right here, buy or sell on the other side. Hell, Duncan storming back with that hot take.
I got time. I got plenty of time.
Well, you're on West Coast time.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17.
Just want to give you the opportunity to refute it so I can put it to bed.
There's no chance that I'm here and committed to try to build an organization.
Urban Meyer today responding to the question about the USC job opening. You could read his body language there, or you can apply it to the other potential candidates here. Luke Fickell's name has been bandied about a little bit. James Franklin, Matt Campbell of Iowa State. And one name floated from the NFL ranks, Eric Bieniemy. That's an Adam Schefter report. Bill, who should USC be targeting here for head coach?
This is one of the best jobs in America, probably a top three job. They need a big, big name. They need a name. With the NIL coming out, the USC players will be making a lot of money. It's a great recruiting tool. They need a person who has built a college empire, who has won a national championship, who knows the college game. They need Bob Stoops. Their first call should be to Bob Stoops. Get him to come out of retirement.
Well, out of retirement, right, big name.
And he's a big name. He's a school Heisman Trophy winners. He knows the college game. He could sell tickets out there. That's what you need. You don't need someone with no head coaching experience. You don't need an NFL coordinator who hasn't been a head coach before. And I love Matt Campbell and Luke Fickell. They're not big enough names. They're just not big enough personalities for the L.A. market. You need to go big.
Yeah, you've said big at least seven times in your answer there. You also said USC is a top three. Did you say three school?
In the new era of college football with NIL, USC can be
NIL applies to everybody. I mean,
but it applies to Southern California. That's where all the great companies are.
Here we go. Let's go around the horn on Plaschke. Woody Page.
USC isn't even a top three team in Los Angeles, Bill. I wouldn't, if I were a big name, I wouldn't come to L.A. and be afraid of you running me out of town after a couple of years. No way. I'd go after David Shaw at Stanford. He knows California recruiting. He knows the conference. He knows how to win. He's shown how to do it. Go get him.
Pablo Torre.
No, you go get Eric Bieniemy, because as much as Bob Stoops matters to sports writers of a certain vintage, that is not a name with very much relevance right now, I believe. The guy who just led Patrick Mahomes to record-setting offense, I believe, would be Bill Plaschke. I think it would. No, it's reality, though, because you're catering to little kids on TikTok. But the other thing about Urban Meyer, by the way, is that you don't hire that guy after you pay out like $1 billion plus in a sex abuse settlement this year. Like, that's not the guy that this particular school goes anywhere near, I think, right now.
And L. Duncan.
Part of the biggest issue for USC is that they're watching dudes like Bryce Young and DJ Uiagalelei go all the way to the other side of the country to play. They need to do a better job recruiting. And who's the best recruiter there? Dante Williams, their interim coach, who's already in place. I get it. You think name recognition? That hasn't exactly worked in the past. Why not go with someone that, by the way, is a big part why there was no Chicken Little, why the recruits didn't start pulling out when they let Helton go? Because at the end of the day, a lot of them admitted they were really there because
Plaschke, could Dante Williams who is interim right now get the job and keep?
No, he has no chance. They told him that he's valuable. They want to keep him as a recruiter. They need a big, big game. Somebody who's been a head coach. And Pablo, Eric Bieniemy has never been a head coach before. This is a big job for someone like
that. Well, I've heard that about Bieniemy before. You can't hire him. Wait a minute, this is like the old joke about that. You need experience to get a job. You need a job to get experience. I mean, that means nothing to me. My question about Bieniemy was more practical. Can you hire him now? Does he have to leave the Kansas City team now? Is he really going to leave Mahomes now? Or do you have to wait until Kansas City goes through an entire playoff run?
Top three job, Tony. Top three job, I'm told, USC is. So maybe he leaves it for that.
Top three job, Flashkey. Yeah, I mean,
it is. It's
what year
clearly
are you
a top three
here?
Job.
Okay, Flashkey's done. He did correct Duncan. Duncan's done. Woody Page survived in advance, and Pablo Torre in showdown in 2 minutes.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This Bryson DeChambeau story, okay, he's playing the Ryder Cup next week for the United States, of course, and then he is competing in the Professional Long Drivers Association World Championship the week after. He told Golf.com he's doing 2-a-days to work up to both of them. He's wrecked his hands with calluses. Woody, is Bryson doing too much here?
Absolutely. If I'd been Steve Stricker, the captain, I would have said, you got to make up your mind. You either go to Mesquite, Nevada, and to have long drives against plumbers and amateurs, or you play in the Ryder Cup. This makes no sense whatsoever that he's overdoing it.
Well, hold on. He's a man of science, but there is a far more basic solution that has been inside of him all the time, because, Tony, Jorge Posada solved this problem. He tried to tell everybody. You just need to pee on your hands some. You'll be ready for this. The calluses.
You were going
to
say this.
Tony, it's urological wisdom. This is science as well, Bryson. It's science,
and those
too.
Guys on the long driving, you know, they're professional long drivers, Woody Page. You don't need to shade them. Point.
Also that.
Mr. Torre, we'll move on. Dessert time. Not if you're Ronaldo's Manchester United teammates, though, because there's a report here that after team dinners, like last Friday night, everyone saw how healthy Ronaldo's plate was, and they wouldn't eat dessert or junk food. Here's the quote from the goalkeeper, Lee Grant. Not one player touched the apple crumble and the custard. Not one player went to that brownie, because everybody sat down. And one of the lads said, what has Cristiano got on his plate? Would you dare eat dessert in front of Ronaldo, Pablo?
Of course I would, Tony, because I would eat pizza and street meat in front of a man who only ate kale, namely you, for years. It is a power move. You may not have his health, but go do it. It feels great.
Pablo, that's not the case. If Ronaldo and those others would eat desserts, they'd look like the Ronaldo statue that we talked about a few years ago. That was about this big. No, Ted Lasso makes desserts. He doesn't eat
it. Not a bad line there, Woody, but Pablo Torre has an iron stomach. And now he's got 30 seconds of FaceTime.
So I wanted to use this time to say goodbye to Norm MacDonald, a legend, a titan of comedy, a guy who is beloved by all of your favorite comics, if you were wondering, who died of cancer at age 61 yesterday. And if you need to go and fall into a Norm MacDonald rabbit hole on YouTube, as I have been doing, as so much of America has been doing, just make sure you look up Norm MacDonald plus ESPYs, because there has never been a greater award show monologue than that one in specific.
Note to self, look up Norm MacDonald clips. You guessed it, Frank Stallone.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships,
your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.